This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After negotiations break down over the weekend, thousands of teachers in Denver are hitting the picket lines this morning. They'll also rally at the State House as well as outside Denver's City Hall. At the heart of the dispute with administrators is salary and other aspects of compensation. Rachel Davis is a middle school teacher in Denver. She says some teachers would quit and go to a better paying district, but they don't want to do that.
It's because we want to stay, and it's because we love our school. We love our students. We love our jobs.
Meanwhile, talks aimed at preventing another federal government shutdown appear to have broken down. Reports are Democrats on the House Senate Conference Committee want to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers, thereby limiting how many people could be detained by ICE. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Carrie here. For years, you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how InComStore is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how or simply put, you need to generate revenue today. Our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, InComStore is a can't miss. To grow your revenue today, check out InComStore.com.
That's InComStore.com.
South Korean officials signed a short-term deal with the Trump administration to increase its contributions for the upkeep of U.S. troops on the peninsula.
The new one-year agreement amounts to $890 million by South Korea. U.S. State Department Senior Advisor Timothy Bett said this is an important step by South Korea to support the alliance.
The United States government realizes that Korea does a lot for our alliance and for peace and stability in this region, and the SMA is only a small part of that.
SMA stands for Special Measures Agreement. I'm John Clemens.
Kacey Musgraves, the big winner at last night's Grammy Awards. The country artist took home Album of the Year and Best Country Album, as well as Best Country Song and Best Country Solo Performance. Rapper Childish Gambino won Song and Record of the Year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A radio talk show pioneer has passed away. Here's USA Radio's Wyatt Cox with details.
I'm delighted you're here. I'm Bruce Williams. Welcome. Welcome to my world. Welcome to Talk Radio.
For more than 29 years, Bruce Williams broadcast his Common Sense program on national radio, a record only recently passed by Rush Limbaugh. Williams died Saturday at his Tampa home following a brief illness. Williams built a loyal listenership but didn't begin his radio career until well into his 40s. A successful businessman and local politician first, Williams was 81 when he hung up his headphones for the final time in 2013. Bruce Williams passing away Saturday at the age of 86. I'm Wyatt Cox.
North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones has died at 76. He passed away in Greenville yesterday afternoon. Jones went into hospice care last month after his health declined after a broken hip. The Republican represented Eastern North Carolina in Congress and the state legislature for a total of 34 years. And Lindsey Vonn is closing out her career with a podium finish at the Alpine Skiing World Championships. The skier taking the bronze medal yesterday in the downhill final in Sweden. She's now retiring due to the toll that recent injuries have taken on her body. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's the way we roll. And along the way, we can have a good time doing it and a little bit of a sense of humor, don't you think? It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. My good friend Sargis Sangari sent me this little tweet from Donald Trump. You see, the one thing, a lot that people look and consider about Donald Trump, they just get too serious about it. I've said sometimes I think he pokes the bear and just for amusement. And this was one, you may have missed it, of course the mainstream media is not going to talk about this one. He says, this is from Donald Trump, one of his official tweets, at Real Donald Trump. The leftists inform me, I can choose my own gender. I'm now the first female president. Sorry, Hillary. I'm telling you, you just got to have a sense of humor. In fact, in this morning's tweet, he says, the Democrats are so self-righteous and angry. He says, loosen up. Have some fun. The country is doing well. Yes, in so many ways. But, you know, it's a matter of perspective. That's all I got to tell you. Tara Beatley is joining us now. It's good to have her back. Been a while since we've talked. She's an author and a pro-life advocate. Terry, welcome. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it. I hope you didn't hear my bust-out laugh.
I did. I did. I wanted to hear it. I'm glad. You know, this is the problem. We got to laugh more. You know, we're so wound up about everything. All this hashtag stuff and, you know, blackface from, you know, years ago, annuals. After the Kavanaugh thing, Terry, I thought everybody's going to go back and see what they can do. If they can bleach bit, you know, we're going to follow Hillary Clinton's lead and bleach bit things from our high school annuals, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, good Lord, if they found out what I did, I better never run for political office.
Well, this is why we need Jesus, Terry. I mean, you know, we need redemption. I mean, because we're knuckleheads. We, you know, we're growing up. We make our mistakes and that sort of thing. And I love what, you know, my friend Larry Elder had to say the other night, because they were really whipping this stuff up. And Larry, of course, a black American, he's, you know, nationally syndicated with Salem. And, you know, he put it in perspective. He says, look, you got to think of the context here of what this is all about. Everybody's in an uproar about blackface. In some cases, I mean, as I recall, he didn't say this, but as I recall, you know, they used to say imitation is the highest form of flattery. And in some cases, that's what they were doing. I mean, blackface to imitate at the time, you know, Michael Jackson, who was popular. There were other, you know, celebrities they were doing. I think Jimmy Kimmel did Karl Malone, the basketball player. And so, you know, and of course, lots of celebrities with blackface. And all of a sudden now we got all kinds of offense going on. And I don't know what the left wants to do, if they just, you know, want to excommunicate everybody. We're going to send them all to Australia or something, or New Zealand, I guess.
Well, I just look at it. It's a mainstay in a good Marxist, communist, progressive political platform, which mm-hmm. is to divide and exactly. try to conquer.
Right.
So right now they're looking at anything to mm-hmm. try to divide people. I mean, but the most interesting thing is, now I'm not saying that Virginians or the nation shouldn't be up in arms about blackface and the KKK pictures. I mean, that's,
right.
that is bad. I mean,
that's another. That's a whole. That's another
KKK.
Deal. That's another deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the KKK killed about 3,500 black people, you know,
right.
in its heyday. 3,500.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what people are not reckoning with is that the abortion industry, which
exactly.
is what got Governor Ralph Northam all wound around the axle anyway, with this crazy delegate patroning that bill, which would allow a woman to abort her baby, like literally on the delivery table, she can change
yeah.
her mind.
Yes.
And then he comes out in support of infanticide. So what we did is we had this Richmond rally, and I held up this huge poster, 4 feet by 3 feet wide, and it said, who has killed more black Americans or black mm-hmm. people? KKK.
Yes.
It was, I think the number is roughly 3,500.
Right.
But the abortion industry in America since 1973 has killed 21 million black American babies.
Exactly.
So if we're going to get upset about something, and if it's true that black lives matter, which of course they do,
mm-hmm.
can we first address the abortion industry, which is in the back pocket of every pro-abort politician?
Right.
Now, that's what keeps me upset.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, 3,500, that's a bad day at, you know, in
sure.
some of these clinics in you know, associated with Planned Parenthood. And you're okay. exactly right, Terry. I mean, this stuff is just, we're so, you know, twisted knots over this thing. Like you said, that female legislator who presented this, you know, she also presented another bill at the same time. It was to protect some sort of one-eyed beetle or something. And you're,
yeah,
wait a minute.
Caterpillar.
Yeah, okay, so caterpillars' lives matter more than a baby's life.
Yeah, exactly.
How messed
exactly.
up are we?
We're totally messed up. but I believe the Lord has given us an opportunity. We have less than 2 years to show God all the way to the voting booth
yeah.
that we want a pro-life America, and this is why I'm optimistic. Now, I will say, I don't spend most of my day laughing and giggling and all this, because I am immersed so deep
yeah.
in exposing what Dr. Bernard Nathanson did to America with the lies, with the lie that abortion is health care.
Right.
That most of my day is spent the very serious stuff in educating people. But this is where I take such encouragement, is I have been across this country, north, south, east, and west. Last year, I think I was in almost 20 different states. Educating Americans, and a lot of these people are people who had bought the lie that, well, I don't feel good about abortion, but every woman, you know, deserves the right to choose. Guess what, Bill?
Yeah.
When they learn the history of how Dr. Nathanson used 8 points of propaganda
mm-hmm.
as the medical head of NARAL Pro-Choice America, their hearts and minds are changing. So first I have to pick their jaw off
right.
the floor and connect mm. it with their head again, because
right.
they're shocked of the audacity of the 8 points of propaganda that have so screwed up America.
Right. Yeah, we don't need to hold on to stupid anymore. I mean, there's enough information out there, and what we have done, it's been so blatant, and as you say, even at Black America, I mean, Dr. Ben Carson called it genocide. He's exactly right. This is what it amounts to. And, of course, you know, the pro-abortionists gathered around him really quick to do everything they could to invalidate him, because that's what they do. And, you know, you talk about this supposedly unifying concept the Democrats are coming up with. You know, this is how goofy some of the language gets. All you had to do was listen to post the rebuttal to the State of the Union by Stacey Abrams, basically saying that if we're divided, we can unify. We unify in division. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is laughable. I mean, you have to laugh at this stuff. And, you know, because it's you know, if they didn't say it, you're going, wait a minute, there has to be a typo there. No, it's exactly what she said, right?
Well, I agree with you. You know, before I totaled my Honda van, I had a bumper sticker on it, and I need to go buy another one. And this is why it was so effective. And it's because it's, if you read it, it forced the viewer into a state of logic. And all it said, I'm sure you've seen them before, but I tell you, if every pro-lifer across America had this bumper sticker, we would be converting people every day as we drive past them. And this is all it said. Blacks did not choose slavery. Jews did not choose the Holocaust. Babies do not choose
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your case implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's way like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Still on the West Coast, heading back to Florida this week, and looking forward to getting on my bike with some of the routine that I have on the East Coast. Right now we've got Terry Beatley with us. She is president of Hosea Initiative, author, wife, and mother. The Hosea Initiative, I'll tell you, is a nonprofit organization which brings healing truth to a broken world devoured by secular lies. Terry, I will share this with you, and I've shared it, and maybe I've shared this with you before, but as more and more people are realizing, and particularly women, about the lie of abortion, I mean, the damage has been done. You know, 60 million babies have been aborted here in America, around the world. God only knows what the number is. It's just astronomical, regardless. But 60 million babies have been aborted, and women are realizing that there is enough God to be reconciled to the truth. Some have not. Some have resisted, and I understand. But what I keep seeing, Terry, is that the men mm-hmm. who have been silenced, because as the Bible talks about, what the enemy does is tie up the strong man, you know, with toxic masculinity and all this stuff, the feminist movement, it has all been on purpose to tie up, you know, the protectors of family, who are the men, and the men are realizing by the education process, like you and I talked about, realizing, going, wow, you know, women almost by themselves have been carrying the pain and memory and the emotional damage that has been done by abortion. When I talk to women, they will tell me, Bill, my child would have been 13 today, or my child would have been mm-hmm. 7. You know, she would have been 7. I mean, and it just crushes your heart, because when they say it, it comes from the depth of their soul, that you cannot miss the pain. And guys are starting to get it and realize, wow, you know, I was part and parcel by acquiescence, not being the man that I should have been, and participated in the murder of my son. And what I believe is going to happen, and God has shown me, I just believe that there is going to be such a cry. You know, the Bible talks about the cry of Rachel, and I believe there's going to be a male version of that cry that is going to be heard from west to east coast of this country, north to south, where the men, you know, realize, wow, we bought into this damn lie, and what have we done?
That's it. Well, yeah. What if we've been wrong? As the title of the book, which goes back to Bernard Nathanson's resignation letter from NARAL,
mm-hmm.
And this is a perfect segue. That rally cry, that cry, like the Rachel's cry,
mm-hmm.
It's already happened. And it's already happened by a man.
Mm-hmm.
He's already paved the way, Bill,
yes.
for this national repentance. And men, I look at it as men must lead, because men mm-hmm. were supposed to have been our protectors.
Right.
But because of two men, Lawrence Lader and Bernard Nathanson, who masterminded deceiving our country with the lie that abortion is health care. And I mean, they figured it out when they had to execute the part of what was called the Catholic strategy, or the straddle,
mm-hmm.
which
right.
was, Mr. and Mrs. Catholic, we know you're not going to be personally, for abortion, but, you know, every woman deserves the right to choose. They figured out how far they could make these statements without upsetting men just too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because if they came out, look, women, it's totally your decision. Cut the man's decision out of your life. He has nothing to do with it. Well, that wouldn't have gone over too well.
Right.
But they had to couch it in sugary words and medical decision and between a woman and her doctor. Meanwhile, the men are being cut off at their knees.
Right.
But Dr. Bernard Nathanson, the father of America's industry of abortion, who admitted to deceiving our justices, our legislators, the clergy, the medical community, and millions of mothers and fathers, he's already begun the way, because mm-hmm. he repented for his crimes against humanity, all of his lies and propaganda, all the deception, and for personally killing 5,000 babies in abortion, teaching mm-hmm. doctors on another 10,000 babies, and then he ran the first and largest abortion mill in the Western Hemisphere is actually probably the largest abortion mill in the world, mm-hmm. up in New York City, starting in 1970. And he, under his management, another 60,000 babies lost their lives.
Wow.
So he felt personally responsible for the death of 75,000, and two of those children were his own children. One of those children he personally aborted himself. So I say men across America, abortion has affected everybody, whether it be directly or indirectly, whether you know, you coerced a woman into an abortion mill, or you just sat passively back, or maybe you've been like the bulk of people, just completely apathetic. Now is the time to get down on your knee and repent for whatever part, because it's affected everybody.
Right.
I mean, even somebody who didn't even think, that was me. I was never for abortion, but I never thought it had anything to do with me, so I didn't pay any attention to it.
Exactly.
Until God instructed me to go interview Dr. Nathanson. And then I realized, wait a minute, this is crazy, because the same feminists who are pushing abortion are the same feminists who go into, like, say, in Virginia, the Virginia General Assembly, mm-hmm. and those representatives, the feminists of NARAL, Planned Parenthood, they steal my parental rights on behalf of the abortion industry.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as a mother of two children, I'm like, wait a minute. How is it in the state of Virginia and all 49 other states, a teenager can go get a judicial bypass from a local judge if he deems that girl mature enough to handle an abortion? She can go behind her parents' back mm-hmm. and go have a surgery done.
And this is a judge that knows that girl all for about, what, how many minutes? And he's going to make this decision, not her parents.
That's right. It's a surgery bill.
Yes.
So I say, fathers, men of America, this thing is over. When the men rise up, black men, white men, Hispanic men, every color in between.
Exactly.
And when men let go of their political party affiliation and stand up for the most defenseless people of all time, babies, and after babies comes girls, and then comes women.
Mm-hmm.
So the men, I am an anti-feminist. The feminists have destroyed our country, near about. But God's given us one more opportunity to get it right. And that's where I am joyful. I'm happy. I am 100% optimistic. I believe, Bill, the abortion industry, it's already crushed.
Mm-hmm.
We as believers, we as patriots, all we have to do is go and appropriate the victory.
Exactly.
So that's why I say it starts by first getting educated. That's why it's like, I hope every one of your listeners will go to abortionking.com. Get my book. It comes right out of the mouth of Dr. Bernard Nathanson,
mm-hmm.
a lot of it.
Exactly.
Learn the history, and then you're going to learn what it looks like, what happens when you love other people with truth.
Exactly.
The pro-abortion politicians will suffer a very swift defeat. We've done it, I've executed, and it's there for the taking.
Well, Terry, the title of the book, I want to make sure people know what they're looking for. What If We've Been Wrong, Keeping My Promise to America's Abortion King, in your meeting with Bernard Nathanson, you're the legacy of his message, his born-again message, are you not?
Yeah, and I didn't go up to New York for it. The only reason I went up there is I had been at my church prayer vigil in November of 2009. After having some amazing experiences of going into, I hate even describing it this way, but it is reality. In Virginia, there are many black churches, white churches, so mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say, but
right.
I went into a primarily black church, and I met with the minister, and for 2.5 hours, we watched the DVD called Ma'afa 21, and it teaches the racist history of Planned Parenthood. And it blew him away. He said, come back to my church, show this to my people.
Amazing how few know that story. It's incredible. But like you said, Terry, it's ignorance, it's darkness that has taken advantage and has controlled our minds and caused us to, you know, and influenced us to make these poor, you know, death sentences on our children.
Yeah.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After negotiations break down over the weekend, thousands of teachers in Denver are hitting the picket lines this morning. They'll also rally at the State House as well as outside Denver's City Hall. At the heart of the dispute with administrators is salary and other aspects of compensation. Rachel Davis is a middle school teacher in Denver. She says some teachers would quit and go to a better paying district, but they don't want to do that.
It's because we want to stay, and it's because we love our school. We love our students. We love our jobs.
Meanwhile, talks aimed at preventing another federal government shutdown appear to have broken down. Reports are Democrats on the House Senate Conference Committee want to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers, thereby limiting how many people could be detained by ICE. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you think about it, it really comes down to liberty. You know, for many years I used to do a presentation about the fulfillment of humanity and what it took. And I would always conclude it that, you know, the highest calling this side of heaven you could have is being fulfilled. Until one day, as I was in the middle of a class doing the presentation, as I would normally do, and got to the denouement of the presentation that it's all about fulfillment. And it felt like God had downloaded something new and exciting. And it was like, okay, I'm going to pull back the shroud and really let you see really what it's all about. And what it's all about is liberty. It's freedom. And I shared with the kids at that moment, because they noticed that I had paused, and they thought maybe for dramatic effect. I said, and I know you probably think I'm pausing just for dramatic effect, but I want you to know it's just like this new download, you know, from the throne room of heaven. And what God was saying is that the ultimate calling that we could have is liberty. And, you know, when you think about why Jesus came, and I hope you don't mind. I mean, some people have said that I talk about Jesus too much. But, you know, the thing, when we're looking for the truth and, you know, wanting to get on track, whether it's this country or our family or whatever it is, or making the most of this life, I have to go back. I mean, for me personally, and just my experience here is that I've got to go back to those guiding principles that include, you know, the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And when you appreciate what the Trinity is all about, that they were the designers, the authors of this life in which we live in. You know, it would be like, as one of my Bible teachers, and to this day I have such high regard, and I miss his writings. You know, we lost him in a tragic plane crash a number of years back, Miles Monroe. But he wrote, it was on my birthday of 1993, that week that I happened to be going through his course study about living on purpose. It was so profound for me. And it struck me so deep that even when Rick Warren came out with Purpose Driven Life, remember that? I couldn't read Rick's book. I can't imagine anybody doing a better job on purpose of what that was all about than Miles Monroe. Eventually, I relented right after, if you remember, the gal that was, that met face to face with the convict. And she read him Purpose Driven Life, and I believe, as she did, that because of what she was able to share with this man, there wasn't a more dire incident that occurred, if you recall the story. But anyway, one of the things that Miles said is that when, you know, like you purchase an item or a car or something, it comes with an owner's manual, right? It tells you everything about the car, the different features, the benefits, how they work and operate, the whole deal. He said, well, God is the manufacturer of humanity. And so he designed us with a purpose. And the challenge we have, you know, you can be agnostic or whatever it is. I mean, but I would say that if you are not tethered to God and God's purpose, then your frustration is going to continue, because he is the one that manufactured us. He put us together. He says, hey, when you were in your mother's womb, speaking of abortion, you know, I knitted you together. And it wasn't like God said, well, you know, I've got a theory here. You know, he's really clear. He knows the end from the beginning from the end. So you are designed with that purposeful end in mind and designed by God Almighty himself. So, number one question that most humanity has, who am I? Why am I here? Who am I? Why am I here? Well, if you're not talking to the manufacturer and the one who designed you, how are you going to get that answer? You know, it's not going to come from Donald Trump, you know, not Barack Obama, not any of the politicians, Nancy Pelosi going right down the line. Not going to come from your senior pastor or your rabbi, but God himself. You see, and we miss this. And I just, to keep it very simple, okay, it's not real complex. You know, it's a simple process. But we can't handle the simplicity if we want to hold on to our own agendas. It blocks everything. And then it becomes complex and becomes confusing and everything, instead of a real simple idea here. And a fact that, hey, look, God is the one that designed us, so if he designed us, why not talk to him? Hey, God, why am I here? You know, what do you want me to do? What was it? You know, what is it that's blocking me from understanding how you designed me and my purpose in life? And so I am so blessed to this day because of that course study with Miles Monroe. And I would say subsequently for Rick Warren and what he presented in Purpose Driven Life, that was a further encouragement. So I encourage you today, as you pursue your life and you ask that question, who am I, why am I here, is that we have to be, you know, that is the source. And so that's why you hear this. And you may hear me from time to time talk about a biblical worldview. And that is my worldview. My worldview comes from the Word of God. No apologies for that. And the fact of the matter is I've got enough years of experience to say that when I do it God's way, it goes well with me. Even in the times when it's the worst, it goes well with me. And I share that with you for what it's worth, because as we continue to have this debate and this conversation about abortion. And I got to tell you, I am so grateful for Terry Beatley, you know, coming on and for her book, What If We've Been Wrong? Keeping My Promise to America's Abortion King. You know, Bernard Nathanson was abortion's king. I mean, you know, we know about Margaret Sanger, but, you know, with NARAL, I mean, he was that impetus. He was that spearhead, that vanguard for this movement that convinced people of this lie that it was a woman's right and it was health care. I mean, I mean, really think about it. When you break that down, how can it be healthcare at the expense of another? We have so bought into this lie, and we've become a culture of death that it's almost, it's ironic, I guess. Let's leave it that way. It's ironic when we see death and we want to be affected by it. And I'm wondering, you know, have we gotten to the point that our consciences and our hearts have become so seared that life matters so little? And this is why Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, everybody's life. Of course, everybody's life matters. But, you know, we don't need a bumper sticker. We don't need a slogan to tell us that. Or maybe we do. You know, maybe, you know, Terry's right, is that we're just so lacking in education on the real principles of life that we find ourselves mired in this situation and we've become a culture of death. I mean, if that's not enough to make you want to just go out and take an endless bath or something, I don't know what does. But as Terry said, and I agree with her, I mean, really, this may be a call for revival here. We've been saying this for a long time, many of us praying, I mean, around the country, praying for revival. And I say, as much as it would count on you, go be a revival of one. Go be that revival of one today. Go make that difference. You know, see what God wants you to say. You know, maybe it's the Bible talks about a word aptly spoken. You know, what word of encouragement can you give to somebody so that it puts them back on the track of where we're on a track for life and not a track for death? You know, women in America, their lives have been injured dramatically as a result of Roe v. Wade and this lie that's gone out. As I was sharing with Terry, I got to tell you, I'm really surprised, and we got Ann McElhaney coming up in a little bit, how few people, even in the church, I've talked to people in church, go, hey, have you seen the movie Kermit, you know, Gosnell, the Gosnell movie? No, I haven't. I go, you got to be, it is way too many people that I've spoken with in the church that have not seen that movie. You need to see that movie. Set aside your Bible study for a week and do yourself a favor. And become aware of what's happened and how we've bought into the lie and how these tentacles of Bernard Nathanson, how they've traveled so deeply in our culture and blinded us. Because we have to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. The silent majority has to speak up. Those that know better, those that have been carrying the pain of abortion all these years, you know better. And you got to tell your story. We need to hear your story so that lives truly can be changed and that we can find our way back to the kingdom. As God had intended for each of us. That is our purpose. This is Bill Martinez. We're live coming on 18 before the top of the hour.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, you may not have started the fire, but hey, look, at the fire's here, so what are you going to do about it? Are you going to be a part of the solution or just add to the problem? Well, that's the question that's before us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Adam Holtz joins us now. Adam is the interim director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. We're going to talk about some movies and all that good stuff that we normally do. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great this morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Weather okay there in Colorado Springs?
Well, you know, I can't decide whether it wants to be warm or cold, but it's winter, so I'm not going to complain too much.
Yeah. I mean, how do you do this? I mean, the temperature changes. I've been on the West Coast now for about 6 weeks, and the temperature changes here have been a bit radical. And I keep, you know, I'll tell you, I am watching my immunity system. I'm trying to be careful, you know, avoiding coughs, colds, flus flying around, you know, and all that good stuff. How do you manage the radical nature of the temperature, or is your just body is just so conditioned to it?
You know, I grew up in Iowa, which the temperature extremes there were even bigger sometimes. So,
right.
You know, for the most part, Colorado's pretty mild. We've had a pretty cold snap the last few days, but, you know, put a sweater on, put a hat on, drink lots of warm liquids and call it good.
And a happy face and start singing about
and
Jesus and everything's
exactly.
Good.
That's exactly. The most important part.
Yeah, just as long as the polar vortex doesn't come down to Colorado Springs, all the old Focus on the Family is all good. Everybody's happy, right?
Yeah, and we got a blast of it last week. I came in and it was 1 below 0 one of the days I came in last week.
One below zero? Oh, my goodness. I mean, no wonder Walaszewski got out of Dodge.
No, he's with the whales now, so he's having a good time.
Yeah, I hope to see him. We're going to be heading to the Big Island, so I hope to hook up with him in April. So we're going to go there and then off to Maui to see the 2-year-old grandson that's traveling at Mach 5 speed. So,
yeah.
You know, we're excited about that. But anyway, hey, Adam, real quick, a quick update. I want to remind everybody that the movie Gosnell, the Gosnell movie, is out on video on demand, DVD. It is a compelling, must-see video, I believe, for people of faith, especially people that want to, you know, even if you're not of faith and you just want to have a better understanding of abortion, of what's going on in this country and why it's becoming such a heated debate. You watch that movie and then let me know how that has advanced your education, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a movie that even as somebody who's been pro-life my whole life, I learned things about the process of abortion that I didn't know. And it is an eye-opening movie, you know, even under the quote, best circumstances, unquote, abortion is a horrible thing. And we get some details about what that process is like in this movie that I had never heard anywhere before. So I agree with you. I think it's an important movie. I think it contributes to our understanding of this issue in our culture right now. So definitely agree with you on that, Bill.
I know it's hard when we talk about abortion being evil because so many have been involved in abortion, either had one, was passive toward it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stories in the Naked City here about abortion, and people are still trying to get their brains wrapped around it and their hearts to understand that, what have I done?
Yeah.
Well, until we get to the truth of understanding what we have done and understand, look, at you didn't do this by yourself. And certainly, you know, when it comes down to responsibility, that's between us and God and individually, and that's whatever, you know, and I recommend that you reconcile that yes, God is big enough to handle this. Thank God. I mean, we the people aren't, you know, we're basket cases and we're having a hard, but God can handle this. And out of this, what was meant for bad, what is the good in that? And I believe the good can only be perceived and apprehended at the throne room of God and at the cross of Christ, not at some rally somewhere, not through some political figure. We need to take this situation and all this mess, this chaos that has resulted, you know, from Roe v. Wade in a very liberal society and thought leaders who have just cremated our families, our wives, our daughters. And it's just been incredible. But until we reconcile this, and I was mentioning to Terry Beatley earlier from Hosea Initiative that I was surprised how many people in churches that I speak with, Adam, have you seen the movie Gosnell? The Gosnell, they go, what's that? They have no idea. And I am shocked. I don't know why, but I am shocked that they have not turned this into some sort of massive, you know, hey, look, we're going to just call time out on our Bible study, our regular curriculum for 1 week, and we're going to watch this movie and get some understanding. As you say, there's so much to be learned, and each of us have a different idea of the whole process and just even the political aspect of it, of how intrusive politics has come into this life and death issue. And boy, this is really dangerous, because when you have politics involved in life and death, this is when you start getting all the isms, and next thing you know, millions of people are dying.
Yeah, that's right. And that doesn't happen in a vacuum, Bill. And what I mean by that is, you know, we hear this word choice, and choice is a word that, you know, on the left is used as a positive thing, but we don't often hear conversations about consequences. And I think that there is an important conversation that needs to happen around, you know, well, what are the consequences of the choices we make, not only with regard to abortion, but with regard to sexuality, and even before that, tying back into Plugged In, if I can.
Yes, please.
Our choices and our values and our beliefs are shaped by the culture that we live in. And we live in a culture that says that our sexuality is something that we own individually and that nobody has a right to question it, whereas Scripture says clearly that our sexuality is meant to reflect God's image in marriage. He has a specific design for the goodness of this thing. And I think that the abortion conversation is one that largely is an outflow of a wholesale rejection of a biblical worldview with regard to sexuality.
Exactly.
And so, you know, the choice to have an abortion, there are lots of choices that happen before that that may influence that ultimate outcome. But all of us have choices to make with regard to, you know, whether we're going to allow our culture's libertine and individualistic perspective on sexuality seep into our hearts, because Scripture offers a very different perspective on the purpose and place of sexuality, and it's a redemptive one. It's a beautiful one. It's one that reflects God's goodness, but it does that in a very specific context that has the protection of a covenantal vow.
Right.
And so when you get rid of that, you get chaos. And I think that the abortion conversation is one that as big as it is, it's a subset of our culture's chaotic understanding of the purpose and place of sexuality.
And well said. Well said, Adam. It is downstream of our faith.
It reflects
the things that we believe in. And obviously, all these years later, since Roe v. Wade, 60 million babies, I don't know how you come out of that and say this was the right decision.
Yeah. No,
I can't go there. But for those of us who are there, then we need to appreciate that, as you said brilliantly, God's big enough, and he's a forgiving God. And time and again, you know, when you read his word, he always says, hey, look, if you will turn, you know, I'm there for you. I'm there.
We all need that grace, you know, whether we've made horrible decisions or, you know, maybe our sins are smaller and more, quote, normal, unquote.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, we all stand in need of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And at the foot of the cross, we're all equal.
Amen.
You know, whether we think our sins are big or small.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that humility is so important, just to try to walk with people who are broken and not to, you know, come across as morally self-righteous or some of the ways that...
I don't know how you can find room for that. I mean, how debilitating, because we're all in this boat together, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, without
exactly
a doubt.
Right.
Hey, Plugged In Movies, Lego Movie 2, okay?
Lego Movie 2. You know, the first Lego Movie came out in 2014, and we all learned the song Everything is Awesome. And so parents may be asking the question, is everything still awesome? And I'm happy to report for once, yeah, it really is. This is a movie that revisits the world that we saw in the first one. We see Emmett and Lucy and all of these characters here. They were in a shiny place called Bricksburg, but now it's sort of post-apocalyptic in the wake of an alien invasion. Emmett's friends get kidnapped by aliens, and he has to go off and rescue them. And in the process, he has to decide whether he's going to compromise some core values to become the person he thinks he needs to be. You know, does he need to be more macho and gritty and tougher? And in the end, I think this is a movie that really affirms being true to who we are and not letting that sense that we have to become somebody else really permeate our thinking. So I loved it. My kids loved it. A couple small little hiccups here and there. Batman tears his shirt off and jokes about his abs. And
goes Adam Levine on us, does he?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he had California written on his stomach. Right. There's one reference to the Hindu greeting, Namaste. You know, a few little moments like that in passing. But I think on balance, as kids' movies go, this is pretty close to as good as it gets.
Okay, 50 seconds left. What Men Want. Sequel, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sequel to Mel Gibson's 2000 movie. That one was PG-13. This one stars Taraji P. Henson as a woman who can hear men's thoughts. It's R-rated. It's R-rated for a reason, and it doesn't depict men in a very good light.
Yeah. So the mind of women, PG, mind of men, rated R. What does that tell you?
That's the difference in the way that Hollywood is depicting our culture and the genders.
There you go. Just let's add to the toxic masculinity and support that movement, right?
Yeah, exactly.
One more time, ladies and gentlemen. We got to go into this with our eyes wide open and our brains at full throttle here. And be aware. Adam Holtz, Interim Director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it. Have a great week, buddy.
I will do it, Bill. You do the same.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon
choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I